MD of Bighorn, Canmore Council is voicing concerns to the MD of Bighorn and provincial and federal governments about a potential tourism-based helicopter business operating on Canmore's doorstep. Council unanimously supported a motion brought forward by Mayor Sean Crousert after it became public that Rockies Heli Canada was attempting to get a 60-year lease on Crown land in the MD of Bighorn. While it is not within Canmore's municipal borders, the mayor said another heliport will adversely impact our community and the thousands of residents in the area. I'm seeking a good neighbor response, just as I would expect the town of Canmore would provide if the circumstances were reversed, said Crousert, adding he has been in contact with Banff Kananaskis MLA Miranda Rosin and MD of Bighorn Reeve Lisa Rosvold. The proposed site for the heliport, a 3.3-hectare area near the intersection of Elk Run Boulevard and Bow Valley Trail, is less than 2 kilometers from the Canmore Municipal Heliport and a short distance from the Alpine Club of Canada's clubhouse, Bow Valley Riding Association, and from Canmore's industrial area. Businesses, environmental groups, and residents in the area have expressed concerns about the impact on the environment and wildlife, while Alpine helicopters raised safety issues for approach and departure flights. Attempts to reach Ralph Sliger, president and CEO of Rockies Heli Canada, and Beth Hansen of Aurora Land Consulting Limited have been unsuccessful. Sliger is the owner of Kananaskis Heli Tours and Kananaskis Mountain Helicopters. The latter formerly had the lease at Stony Nakoda Resort and Casino. The company had a high-profile incident in the region when a pilot died after helicopter crashing into Grotto Mountain in 2012. The Transportation Safety Board of Canada found the cause was pilot error. An 11-page business plan states with the Canmore Municipal Heliport unable to take other helicopter businesses, it left the company looking elsewhere to answer to the growing demand of tour operators. The Canmore base will be created in response to several international tour operators identifying the need for a heli tour operation capable of efficiently providing a sightseeing experience to motorcoaches traveling between Banff and Calgary on a daily basis, according to the business plan. The proposal sets aside $550,000 for a hangar, offices and residences, but it is unclear the number of staff accommodation under consideration, potentially leaving further pressure on Canmore's housing market. A development permit has yet to be received by the MD of Bighorn. If one is applied for, it would go to Bighorn's Municipal Planning Commission for consideration. The Outlook didn't receive a comment from Alberta Environment prior to print deadline. The lease, if approved by the province and a development permit received from the MD of Bighorn, would see the company want to start operations on May 1, run 7 days a week and have flights focus on the Canadian Rockies. Wade Graham raised the issue of aviation being a federal jurisdiction, which could lead to that level of government's involvement in approving safe flight paths. Tanya Fubert said the proposed location is practically in our community, and it was vitally important to speak to all levels of government. It's important we reflect upon the work we've been doing with regenerative tourism and sustainable tourism in the community, she said. Those types of visitor experiences and the carbon footprint they have and the effect it has on quality of life on our residents are all things that need to be considered when an application like this is being looked into.